when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Available anywhere at any time on WakeUpCallDT.com, as well as your Sports DT app found in the Apple and Google Play Store, as well as the Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora podcast on iTunes. Basically, simplest way to say it is you can never miss out on anything, any show, anywhere, anytime, done through Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora and WakeUpCallDT.com. Very happy to have on the show today Jonathan Pollock, outside linebacker, class of 2016, incoming for the freshman class of whatever school he chooses to go to. Currently has double-digit offers, has already achieved that with two seasons left to play for high school football, which he does at Dr. Phillips High School in Orlando, Florida. And I'm happy to welcome Jonathan onto the show. Jonathan, how you doing?
Doing real good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Jonathan. And first and foremost, you have a bunch of offers. I want to start with Akron because the Zips were your first offer, and usually the first offer holds a special place in the heart of any recruit. What place does Akron hold with you? Do they have a special place in your heart?
They do have a special place in my heart. My stepmother's from Ohio. Was my first offer. I'm very close with their recruiting coordinator, Coach Wienett. After my freshman season, I got to go up to Akron and watch their spring game, and I thought it was a really nice place.
When you went up and you got to see their spring game, thought it was a nice place, do they, you know, like you said, there's a connection there with your family, too. Are they in this whole process with you, or is it one of those schools that you appreciate the offer but you're not looking too much into?
I appreciated it more in the beginning. And then as, I guess you could say, the ball started rolling, we kind of, I didn't really talk to Akron as much anymore.
When we look at some of these other schools, we've talked about them, alphabetical order, East Carolina, Indiana, Memphis, Mississippi State, North Carolina, Rutgers, SMU, USF, Temple, Texas State, Tulane, UAB, bunch of names there, list continues to grow. Any of those schools that have really stuck out to you in this process? Like you said, Akron's kind of gone down a little bit, but who are some of those schools that you've really been able to build a relationship with?
I've really been able to build a relationship with Indiana, Rutgers, Mississippi State, North Carolina, a little bit of SMU until the head coach quit, and then I'm still kind of waiting from Coach Eric Daniels to get back to me on the whole situation, but definitely Indiana and Rutgers have really been on me hard most.
I want to start with Indiana. Obviously, you bring them up. Indiana and Rutgers is two teams that have been on you the most. What's your relationship like with Indiana? How would you describe how you and the Hoosiers have kind of connected so far?
I've been to Bloomington. I liked it a lot. You know, great football-based town. You know, it's always, during the offseason, always great basketball around, of course. Coach Inge and I talk every week. And, you know, they really want me a part of their family.
What can you say about what you like about Indiana football right now?
They play hard-nosed defense. They fly to the ball. And, you know, it's a family. And that's what I'm looking for in a school.
As far as keeping in touch with you, keeping on you, what do you think about, you know, Indiana? And obviously we'll talk about Rutgers, but with the schools that are making sure they're keeping in touch with you the most, are those the ones that always stay top of mind, or is there a favorite or somebody you'd like to hear from? How does it kind of work with you as far as Indiana and Rutgers, who are really at the forefront of keeping in touch with you?
I've never had, like, a favorite college team growing up. I've always just kind of like watching college football by itself. Never really mattered who was on. I liked watching my position and just learning from it. And now that I get to be part of this process, and be recruited, I just kind of, you know, I like the teams that like me. As of any kid, really, I just keep on talking to the schools that stay hard on me the most, and at the moment, that's Indiana and Rutgers.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image. creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum. Jim Lee created this book, 15 Feet for Free, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you say that you've been on campus at Indiana and you really liked the opportunity to get out there, what were some of the things besides the football team that you enjoyed when you were out on campus for Indiana?
I thought the campus itself was very beautiful. I loved how all the academics and food, meal plans, and everything was right there in the stadium. You know, you weren't bouncing around campus. Now, that's how most schools are today. But I just really liked how they emphasized education into their program. And I think one thing that really stood out to me when Coach Indy and I were talking about the school is, you know, everyone has walls, everyone has a weight room, and everyone has a field. Every college is going to have that. It's the people that make the place. And they actually had me, got to meet with some of the players and hang out with them for the day.
Who were the players that you got to spend some time with?
I got to hang out with their incoming freshman quarterback, their star running back that escapes my name right now, and a couple of the linemen.
when you hear from Indiana that it's about family, and obviously something that you brought up, something that you care about, and they said, you know, everybody has the facilities, everybody has a field and a place to practice and whatnot, but it's the people that really make the place. Has that always stuck out to you, that statement itself, that it's the people that make the place? When Indiana said that to you, is that something that's kind of stuck with you the whole time?
Most definitely, because you're not going, you know, you're not going to a school just because of, you know, a stadium or a weight room. Just like you said, you're going for the people you're going to be around, people who you're going to grind with every single day. And, you know, you have a good relationship with those people, and you're going to want to like those people. And I think the teams that are in, you know, that are have the most interest in have those qualities. They have the best, you know, the people I can see myself being around every day. They have, they have a good feel to the place.
Then as far as Rutgers, them being the other school that's been after you the most, how is your relationship with their coaching staff, and what coach or coaches have you really been able to build some relationship with so far?
I've been able to build a relationship with Coach Flood, the head coach, Coach Panagos. I've been able really to build a relationship with their entire coaching staff, as well as Joe Rossi and Bill Bellano and Coach Frazier, the linebacker coach. Really been able to get up there. I actually got to go up there when they played Penn State for their first Big Ten game, and, you know, that was just a great scenario by itself to see that kind of atmosphere, and, you know, basically the whole school coming out to support the team. It's definitely a crazy night. I got to hang out with the commit, Ted Field. He's a 2016 O-lineman, believe it, guard, and I had a good time overall, and I got to see my uncle and my grandfather, because my uncle lives in Allentown and my grandfather lives in Williamsburg, which is not even just an hour away.
So when you got to go to a game like that, seeing Rutgers play Penn State in their first Big Ten game, what was the atmosphere and the environment like for you? I mean, I know you said that you got to see your family, that you got to obviously talk with some people that are on Rutgers, you know the staff well, but when you're actually watching Rutgers in their first ever Big Ten game, what did that mean to you to be in that moment, and what was the environment like?
I liked it a lot. I thought the environment was crazy. The fans were, you know, behind the team 100% every single time, no matter the score, how was happening in the game. I think what really jumped out at me and my dad the most was, you know, they sat us right in the 50-yard line, right next to the bench, which no team has ever done. They usually, you know, just stick you in a corner. But when you're on the 50 in the first row, you get to see, you know, and hear all the coaches and how they interact with players, you know, after a good or a bad play. And something that really jumped out to us when we're at Rutgers was, you know, okay, you might get ripped for doing a bad play, but after the coach will come back, sit you down, and they'll calmly explain to you, hey, you know, this is what you did wrong, you need to do this. And I just felt like it is a unit. It is a tight environment, and everyone is there for each other.
When you got to see that so close, and like you said, no one else has ever done that, put you so close to it, did you really feel like you could sense yourself on that field with them? I mean, could you see yourself wearing red and being there with Rutgers, knowing that you were so close to it? Could you really envision yourself there?
Almost definitely. I felt like I was on the sideline and in a uniform myself. But, yeah, it was just, you know, like I said, a great environment. I just feel like I was about to go in the next play.
When you say that you've had a relationship with Indiana, a relationship with Rutgers really strong because they've been after you the most, I think something interesting that you've said is when I asked you about the coaches that you are close with at Indiana, short list. When I asked you about Rutgers, you named off almost the entire staff. What is it about Rutgers that, you know, it is that type of atmosphere? I mean, how have the coaches interacted with you? Because I always find that interesting when a recruit can say to me, 5, 6, 7, 8 names on the coaching staff. So just go into kind of your connection to them and your environment with them, because it really seems like Rutgers is the team that you know most well as far as coaches.
Really what stands out with everything that most to me is that, you know, like I said, they're a family type team that wants, and everything is one unit, and, you know, they believe that, you know, brotherhood is the most important part. And actually what's pretty cool is Coach Galliano sent me a film before they offered or anything like that, and it was something I've never seen a college team do before. It wasn't, you know, they weren't working out in the field or anything. It was like team building exercise, like the stuff that the military does, you know, to make you all, you know, closer together and how to use teamwork to get stuff done. Like, once for instance, like, you and four other people would have 1 foot on one plank of wood and your other foot another, and there's ropes, and you would all have to pull your rope up at the same time and move the wood forward and get to a destination. And that was the kind of stuff they were doing, which I just thought was neat. You know, it was just something different. How they work with everybody as far as positions and just team overall. And I know they have a dominant defense, so definitely a place I'm looking into.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, lady.com, with the Bamboo Line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
When you look at the fact that you're down in Florida, and I mean, I know there's some of these schools that are down in the South, you know, obviously South Florida giving you an opportunity with their offer, Texas State, Mississippi State, you know, even your Memphises and North Carolinas and East Carolinas, but Indiana and Rutgers not close to home. Does that matter with you in this recruiting process, where the schools are that have offered you so far?
Not really, truthfully. It doesn't really matter where they are. West, I don't think I'd have a problem going way out west. I know most of all my family is up north in the Pennsylvania area, but Ohio, Pennsylvania area. So Indy, Rutgers, no, anywhere like that, it wouldn't be a problem. But I wouldn't have a problem with going out west or staying down here in Florida. I don't think location is a big deal to me.
When you have family that like you said, when you went up to the Penn State Rutgers game, family that's in that area that were from Williamsburg and from Allentown, does that affect it at all that if you were to go up to a place in the Northeast that you would be able to see some of your family you don't see as much?
Yeah, I definitely would. I live down in Florida, and my family does live in the Pennsylvania area, so it'd be nice to reconnect and get to see them every holiday or so, whatever, just to, make up for lost time. We are so far, and, expenses are hard to get to Pennsylvania and back every year, and we can't do that.
So, outside of Indiana and Rutgers, who have been on you the most, are there any other schools that have really been in touch or are on your mind? I mean, Indiana and Rutgers, like you said, have really been after you and tried to keep in touch with you and seen what's going on. But are there any other schools that have stuck out to you either by their pursuing of you or just your interest in the school?
Teams that have already offered me out of them, it's been Mississippi State and North Carolina and USF.
And
USF, they said they would want me to commit. But they want me to come down for a camp first just so they can get their hands on me, I guess. And Mississippi State, after I decommitted, they said that my offer still stands and that they want me back in the family. They sent me 101 letters. That's when we could start getting letters. And that was just pretty crazy. And I still could talk to Coach Bowen and Coach Collins and Coach Salik and all those guys from Mississippi State. I love those guys, but they've definitely been on me hard. And North Carolina, Coach Dish, Coach Fedora, they've been hitting me up pretty hard. The teams that haven't offered me, Michigan State, Oklahoma, a little bit of Louisville, and some UCLA, but not that much. And Michigan letters from Oregon all the time, and I think I'm the only kid I know around that even gets a letter from Oregon, which I think is pretty funny. But that's about it for teams that haven't offered.
For the teams that haven't offered you, when you bring up Oregon, UCLA, Louisville, some of the other schools that you had stated as well, do you have a feeling from any of them that an offer could come or there's some type of relationship being built? I mean, of the schools that you named that haven't offered you so far, where are you at with them?
I feel on really good terms with Michigan State and Oklahoma. I feel like that could come, but I don't know about, I haven't even talked to anyone at Oregon, truthfully. And I've been calling Coach Moore, but that's about it. Nothing even close to an offer or anything like that.
So from the offers and the potential offers, we've also had the conversation off the air about the offers that don't exist. As a recruit and as obviously a person in society that wants to be represented correctly, how do you respond when you're going on to Twitter, you're going on Facebook, or you're on the internet and you look up your name or somebody looks up your name and sees that you were offered from a school where that actually isn't the case? How have you responded to the whole recruiting side of things when it comes down to misinformation that goes out there?
I talked to my dad about it, and I think we just came up with just leave it alone, honestly, as far as me goes, because I haven't went out and said that I've had an offer from any of the schools that other people are saying I have offers from. I have never said that, so you can go back to any interview, any write-up, anything. I've never said anything about that. Truthfully, I don't know how any of those offers came out, and I'll be the first one to say I don't have offers from, I don't have an offer from Syracuse or Wisconsin or I think you say Kentucky. And, I'll go on record and say that because I don't want people to think that I lie about my offers. But I know a good deal of people who do. And, I don't want to be that guy.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissIg Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S Pizzeria. .com. Cam's Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
When you're in this world, I mean, you're, and this is something I think that gets forgotten a lot, is you're in high school, you're growing up, you're a teenager, yes, you play football, yes, college football is in your future, but how difficult is it for you to deal with the fact that, you know, you're becoming a public figure? You know, you're out there, people know who you are in different states, in different parts of the country, and like you said, there's information that goes out, there's people that you know that lie in recruiting, there's people that tell the truth, like yourself. How have you handled this whole new world that, you know, kind of just comes at you, and in some cases comes at you really fast?
I guess I'm just kind of humbled by it, truthfully. I'm just, you know, happy that I could have so many schools that would want me to play for their football team, and I really just take it one day at a time, not try to, you know, post anything stupid, because, you know, I'd see it, that's a lot of guys in trouble, nor do I do anything that would be, you know, post-worthy to be stupid about. I don't know, I don't really think it factors
Absolutely. And when you look at an All-American game, you know, where are you in that process? Is it something that, you know, looks like it could definitely happen? Are you just kind of working toward it and seeing as you go? I mean, where are you in the whole process of the All-American game?
As far as Under Armour All-American game goes, I think I'm on a pretty good track. I know I got double-digit offers, and that helped. My film looks real good, and I went to their combine as a sophomore last year, and I was the only sophomore, offense or defense, to make first team. So I was a first linebacker with some guys that I would watch at the opening this year, and I thought that was just the coolest thing, because, you know, I made friends with all those guys, and, you know, I get to root them on, hope that they do well in the 7-on-7. And, you know, I hope it's positive going forward, and I'm just going to keep working harder for the next Under Armour All-American Combine and try to win that spot.
Absolutely, and when you look at what you do well at outside linebacker, Jonathan, what would you say are your best attributes at that position right now?
Fast and physical.
Then as far as areas to work on, is there any key area or, you know, a few areas that you really think you need to improve upon?
I think just as far as footwork is definitely always a thing to work on as far as any position goes. You can always get better at everything you do, truthfully, in my opinion. I don't think I am, you know, the greatest at anything, and I try to work on everything equally. But as far as weaknesses, definitely trying to get bigger as far as benching around 340 right now, and I weigh 212. Just trying to gain, I probably want to get to 225 by my senior year, and that'll be good.
At that outside linebacker position, like you said, you want to put some more weight on and do a few things to adjust. When you're out there on the field, what are you most comfortable in? I mean, when you're going up against the pass, going up against the run, obviously you're in the middle of the defense, so you're going to have to deal with all of it. What would you say you're best at right now, going up against the run or going up against the pass?
I'll take either, truthfully. I'm comfortable on either pass or run. I don't feel like my weight is a problem. 212 is fine going to smash a puller or a fullback or just to chase something down. Just, you know, like to gain a little more weight to dominate for next year as far as this year. And, like in my highlight, I had a pick six, so I know I'm comfortable in the passing situations.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm going to be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
You look at the opposition that you have, obviously coming from the state of Florida, there's strong competition up and down that state. What can you say about the competition that you've faced so far and you know, what you've taken away from them? Do you really feel like you've been challenged from the other teams that you've faced in Florida?
Well, coming from Florida, you got not track stars all over the field. You got the fat guy, the entire nation playing wide receiver, running back, tailback, you know, whatever it may be. And, you know, I think that maybe you bring your A game to every time you step on the field, whether it be practice or a game, because I know we have two of the fastest guys in the country on our own team that play offense. I get to go against them every day. I know it definitely makes me better as a defensive player in the pass game or run game if they decide to do a jet sweep or anything like that. As far as competition goes, and, you know, it makes you want to work harder in the offseason to just prepare for those kind of guys.
You talk about the off season. Is there really ever an off season when it comes to Florida? I mean, you have the weather. You obviously have the opportunity that you don't have to practice indoors at any time, really, in Florida. So, to you, is there ever truly an off season, even though your season itself may be over?
Not really. If I'm not there in season, I'm with my team, the Rat Pack. It's a 7-on-7 team, and you got the best guys in Orlando on it, and you're out there every day working on your asset skill, and I've been on that since my freshman year, and it's definitely helped me in the past game, and just, you know, being able to read faster, I think, is the key thing from coming from a prep school from my middle school years to high school. That's probably one of the main things that got me ready for high school football, was that 7-on-7 team.
And when you talk about your 7-on-7 team having the best talent in Orlando, who's on the team with you?
You had Nyquan Murray, you had Mike Macon, you had DeAndre Francois, you had Jacquez Patrick at running back, you had Jalen Perkins, you had Tyler Castillo, you had a bunch of good guys from all around the area.
You had mentioned Patrick. Patrick truly, you know, in the 2015 class had his pick of the litter wherever he wanted to go for a school. Did you take anything away from his process knowing that he truly had, you know, we had talked about it off the air before, but I mean, this is a guy who had over 50 offers and could go pretty much anywhere he wanted to go?
I think I'm a very competitive person, so every time that we would do one-on-ones during practice, I'd always want to go against him, because I feel like if you're not going against the best, you're not trying to make yourself better, and he definitely is the best. And that's all we did off season, was just, you know, play man up on him, and we beat the crud out of each other, or I'd play off, and he'd make some real good moves to make me perfect my technique as far as coverage and then going. And obviously you have DeAndre Francois, an elite 11 quarterback throwing to him as far as a Florida State commit. So you have some really good talent that just made me perform at my A game all the time.
When you look at performing at your A game, strong side, weak side, do you have a comfortable spot?
We at DP, you got to learn both because we don't switch. We just, our assignments change depending to the offense. So if it's a strong side, I'm ready to take someone on and knock them out and, you know, help my defense. And if it's weak side, I'll stay back in case of a reverse, or I'll run somebody down.
And before I let you go, Jonathan, I mean, obviously there's a ton of things that we can talk about, and I look forward to it in the future, having you back on the show. But the one thing I did want to leave this time with is, when you look at yourself as a person, personal mission statement on not just being a football player, but being a son and being a member of the community and being a student, what would you say people need to know about Jonathan Pollock?
I'm just, you know, just kind of a chill, laid-back kind of person that works hard for everything he does. I don't like to have anything handed to me. I like, you know, to work hard, and you know, I hope for my team to win states. And when I'm around people, I demand the best out of them because I'm going to give them the best out of me.
Amen to that. Can't really say anything negative with that in any way, shape, or form. You don't want anything handed to you. You want to go out and work for it, and I can respect that. Definitely. So, Jonathan, I mean, I appreciate it. I appreciate having you on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, and I look forward for the next opportunity to have you back, and hopefully we'll be talking about Dr. Phillips getting their opportunity to go back to states and maybe even win one this time. So that'll be definitely, hopefully, a positive topic of discussion if you guys keep doing what you're doing.
That would be amazing. I can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter at CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.